I moved out of the doorway and flattened myself against the side of the house as the marching boots drew closer. The minute the soldiers had passed, I sped across the little bridge between our house and the dyke road and ran south to the burgomaster's house. It would have been a simple matter to fire the mammoth cherry bomb in the lieutenant's doorway while the patrol was at the other end of the village. But I wanted more adventure than that. I was the fastest runner in the village, and I thought it would be fun to have these old men in their heavy boots run after me. I don't suppose any of them was over 50, but to my young eyes they seemed ancient. So I waited until the patrol began its tour back down the street. Just before they got to headquarters, I lit the fuse and ran.
Halt!
A torch beam picked me up, and I heard a rifle bolt being drawn. I hadn't counted on guns. I zigged and zagged as I ran up the street. Then the cherry bomb exploded, and for a fraction of a moment the soldier's attention was diverted. I darted across the first bridge I could find, raced through a garden, and flung myself down among the cabbage heads. For nearly an hour they hunted for me, shouting gruff syllables to one another in German, until at last they gave up. Elated by this success, I began discharging volleys in broad daylight. One day I stepped from hiding straight into the arms of a soldier. To run was to admit guilt, yet in my hands was strong circumstantial evidence. In my left hand were firecrackers, in my right, matches.
Du, comme mal hier.
My hands clenched around the firecrackers. I did not dare stuff them in my coat pocket. That would surely be the first place he would look.
Hast du einen Feuerwerkskörper explodiert? Feuerwerks? Oh, no, sir.
I grabbed the two edges of my coat with my clenched hands and held it wide for him to search. The soldier went over me from my wide trousers to my cap. When he turned away in disgust, the firecrackers in my hand were drenched with perspiration. But as the occupation dragged on, even I tired of my games. In villages near ours, hostages were being lined up and shot, and houses burned to the ground as the real resistance hardened and took shape. Jokes against the Germans ceased to be funny. All over Holland were the Onderdykers, literally the underdivers, men and boys in hiding to escape deportation to the forced labour camps in Germany. Ben, 16 when the war began, dived under a farm near Ermelo the first month, and for 5 years we had no news of him. Possession of a radio was made a crime against the new regime. We hid Mama's instrument in a crawl space under the sloping roof, and one by one we would crouch there to listen for the Dutch language broadcasts from England. Later, when the Dutch railroad struck, we would even squeeze railroad workers into that tiny hole, and of course there were always Jews to be hidden for a night on their way to the coast.